Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I'm joined tonight by extra special guest,
Clay Creation.
I don't get
what's up, y'all?
Name. You just gonna holler it out?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
I didn't know if you, because there was a pause, so I didn't know if you like wanted to be like, Clay Creation, or...
Anyway.
I need like an air horn or something like that.
Cool. Anyway, I've got my main man, my number one son, Clay Creations, in the building. And if you want to holler at us, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. But know that if you call in and you say something stupid, we're more likely going to hang up on you. Just
pretty much.
Get out there. In the meanwhile, for those of you who don't call in and say something stupid, you can social network with us, Facebook, Twitter, Mimi Wayne, Smooth Drama, add me, I'll add you back, and we can talk a taste on it.
Yeah.
And you want to put some information out there for them, Clay Creations?
Follow me on Twitter at Clay Creation, K-L-A-Y-E, Creation. Facebook, www.facebook.com/officialclaycreation and stuff. I'm a gangster rapper.
Yeah. Official.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure we put that official in there.
Yeah, put it official in the clay.
And while we being official, I want to give a special shout out to my co-host, Miss 100%, who is still ill right now.
Oh, man.
We want you to get better. We miss you. Queen of the little people. Can't. And speaking of coming back and having you back, you know, I got to start off the show tonight's Thursday. So Thursday night, special helmet night, where we talk about those special people who have those big heads and they have tight helmets that should constrict their brain and make them think better, but they won't. It's the policewoman's wife in Florida who was arrested for pimping. Now, you know, we talk about to protect and serve. And basically, what they was doing was they was getting, like, illegal immigrants and saying, hey,
wow,
if you don't hit off at least 12 a day, we're going to send you back.
Wow. That's. But what is it about Florida?
Well, I mean, I we can't say that that's exclusive to Florida, but, you know, it is hard to not talk about it when all this good stuff comes from Florida.
Yeah, exactly. And no. Like, okay, I think my question, let me rephrase my question then. Why does Florida keep getting caught doing these things? Because I'm sure it's not just Florida. Maybe they're just bad at hiding crazy.
Well, slavery is everywhere still. I mean, we can call it by different names, human trafficking,
yeah,
pimping, all that, but it's still slavery. But hey, Florida, they get it in like that. That's what they do. I mean.
Well, no, I was going to say, what did the police officer know about it? Was he in on it?
Well, he was the muscle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, he's the muscle, hey.
Inside people's heads.
Yeah, you mess up, I'm going to send you back because he'll just arrest you.
Yeah.
So the wife and her other partner got caught. I guess he was like, this $30,000 a year I'm making ain't cutting it.
Let me go into human sex trafficking.
Exactly. Well, slavery. All of what it is.
Yeah. Let me go into the slave business.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're being investigated right now.
Right.
He's on administrative leave.
Paid leave?
Pretty much vacation.
Remember, kids, the moral of the story is when you sell people, you don't get fired. You just get, you know,
paid vacation.
Yeah, you just get paid vacation.
I need that.
I wish every time I sold a person and got found out about it, I got paid vacation.
Exactly. That's in the wrong line of business.
Dude, I don't do nothing wrong, and I still don't get paid vacation.
That's the problem. We just got to start doing something criminal.
Yeah, just start selling people.
Yeah.
That's how you come up in the world.
Now, what's criminally wrong here is, and I like the vacation. I've been to a couple of exotic places in my day. I have been interested in going to Trinidad Tobago. But not anymore. Because down there, there was a security guard. I guess he accidentally shot his penis off.
That sucks.
Yeah, I mean, that's horrible. That should be the end of the story. Unfortunately, that ain't the end, because his gun was illegal, so they arrested him and charged him with having an invalid handgun license.
Come on, the guy shot his penis off.
Right.
If I get there on the scene, I'm not going to be like, what were you doing with the gun? My first thought is going to be like, dude, where's your penis? Is it where?
Well,
let's help you.
No, I'm just going to say, hey, I'm calling. Well, you are the cops, so we rushing you to the hospital, because it's obvious.
Yeah.
That he's in trouble. I mean, anybody who shoot
their penis off, that's the heavy hit. That's not a flesh wound.
See, and that I would question the integrity of the men that arrested.
Right, because you should feel his pain. Like,
exactly.
As soon as I see blood around the penile area,
boom.
Yeah, officially, I'm going to care. Right. I don't know what the dude did.
Like, whatever's happening, it's like, dog, are you all right?
Yeah.
What?
Nobody.
Your penis? Oh, man, we got to get you to the hospital right now.
Like, dude, nobody deserves a bullet to the dick. Nobody.
Right.
No one.
Yeah, so it was horrible.
Yeah. And then how do you, were they arrested? They didn't take him to the hospital. They arrested him on spot, even though he's bleeding.
They arrested him. I mean, and they took him to the hospital, but the point is they charged him with something.
Yeah.
I mean, there should be no charge. He has charged himself already.
Yeah, he has a bullet wound where his dick should be. There's pretty much no worse punishment than that. I think he learned his lesson. Just saying.
Well, hey, I'm with you.
That's freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the worst that I've heard.
Yeah.
Because we remember Plaxico Burress a few years back when he shot himself in the leg. He went to jail for 2 years. You know, it's just, so once again, I guess it's these cops are the dicks that got shot off, because you don't arrest somebody who shoots themselves.
Yeah, their dick off.
I mean, you just don't arrest nobody who shoots himself, period.
Yeah, like, I mean, but it's a violation of, like, man code to me, period. If somebody's dick is in mortal danger, I'm going to feel responsible for their dick. No homo. I have to say pause for an hour, but yeah. I mean, I'm going to feel that pain from the dick. No homo again.
Yeah. Well, look, here at Smooth Drama, we are penis preservationists.
Exactly.
So,
anything for the betterment of
the penis.
Anybody's penis.
Right. Penis up. No homo.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't want anything to happen to anybody's penis. If I can protect anybody's penis in any way.
Hey, hold on.
No homo.
Yeah. We just got to stop the conversation. That's too much.
We're gonna end up getting the wrong sponsors, aren't we?
Yeah. Anyway, now speaking of sponsors, the gun lobbyists. There's been a little back and forth politically about gun control because of the crazy shooters, whatnot.
Yeah.
So the gun lobbyists have come up with a new special campaign where they ask the so-called minorities, what would Django do?
That's beautiful. Sometimes I look at the racist actions of people and I have to applaud them because that racism is just on a whole other level. Like, it's almost like an art form or something. How do you get that ignorant? Like, who thought of this?
Well, I mean, see, and this is what I talk about when I say people with special helmets, they have them extra big heads that are too heavy for their body, and when they walk, they kind of like lean over and they may fall or something because their head is too heavy.
Yeah.
But there's no brain in there.
Yeah.
It's just all big cavity, empty cavity. Somebody was sitting in the room.
Yeah, who thought of it?
They were like, "Nah, think about it. It's a bunch of white cats in a room," and they're like, "Hey, you know what would be funny?
What?
If we use the Django and say, wouldn't Django want his gun?"
That's genius. That's right. They like that movie. They like it a lot.
Right, and I mean, I'm not even talking about the movie.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the fact that you would say, what would
Django do?
Django, who was a former slave, escape.
Yeah, exactly. He'd kill all you guys in the boardroom.
y'all must have forgot that in between 1837 and 1860, nobody talked about slavery or anything like that. It was banned in the South.
Yeah.
Because guns in the hands of slaves meant
dead white people.
Death to the slave owners for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, I'm not talking about killing all white people, but if you were a slave.
Oh, yeah, you're going to.
Yeah.
Whoever whipped you that week. Or whoever just...
No, you just a slave owner. You was an overseer. I'm like Dave Chappelle. I'm like, hey, when we gonna be free? Right now.
Right now. Bam.
Bam. Let it be done. But it just goes to show you the mentality.
Yeah.
These people will insult you.
Yeah.
In your face.
Yeah.
And not even they just think that you're stupid enough to be done with their cause, and they'll insult you historically.
Yeah,
this is the prime reason why, you know, that whole know your history so you don't repeat its mistakes.
Yeah.
So if you jump behind, and the thing is, I'm not for gun regulations.
Yeah,
because you already got it. The point is, you just gotta stop giving the guns to the crazy people.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, and the point was, homie was crazy, and he didn't have the gun.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't even his gun. It wasn't registered to him. He stole it from his parents.
Yeah.
So that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Keep it from the real crazy folks.
Yeah, that are gonna. Well, see, man, my thing about the crazy people, though, is that they're not that crazy if they're smart enough to not want to face real consequences.
Well,
like they'll plan this whole thing out, They'll get their vest. They'll get all that stuff. They're not crazy when they do that. And then when the police come to get them, they kill themselves. Because why? Oh, I can't go to jail. I can't handle that or something like that. Like, I can handle slaughtering a whole bunch of innocents, but I'm not going to be able to handle real
anal sex. They can't handle the anal sex.
That's yeah, but you can handle, like, murdering people. Like, no, they're obviously not crazy.
I talked about this last show. I just repeated, look, you just got to stop putting their faces on TV. You got to stop.
Yeah, exactly. Stop making them famous.
Right. You don't say their names, it'll be like them streakers at football games that they never show.
Yeah.
Because there's always streakers, but they never get on, so you don't have streakers anymore.
Exactly.
Because they can't get famous that way.
Exactly.
Hey. What do I know? I'm just a guy who pretends like I know something because I'm on the radio. You know, on that note, we going to take a break here. This is Chino XL, Closer to God.
Right. I often beat a crippled man with his own straight from the Virgin Mary. Scary when the muzzle flash, flash. Get through your ass like fake Chinatown. Get you back. I got a terrible, cerebral, verbal virus. No electric narcotics. My hands so shaky, I can barely write this. My shit, into dust got me loopy. All afterthought like a root groupie. You bet your life that what I write is mega tripe. And better than getting head of your hated arch enemies, pregnant wife. I constantly conquer the conquerors with cocky confidence. You know the ominous. Will Molly watch the populace. With them guns you supposedly holding and toting up facing coins over folding your eyes for the devil's open. Bullets only charge you get lodged to your chest like a corpse eyes. But I'm hitting your stride with the force of Thor, that's the North God. Flesh rose color like a collage, witness your corpse fry. You hear more cries than when the lead singer of the door died. Reconstruction stopping like Sasquatch till my heart stops pumping like dick parts.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word,
yeah.
And my special co-host, Clay Creation. That was XL, Closer to God.
Oh, real hip hop. Oh, I love it.
I love that dude.
Yeah, man, have you had him on the show yet?
I would love to have him on the show. Anybody know Chino XL, tell him. Holla at your boy. I have his whole catalog. And he has not repeated a rhyme in about 5,000 songs.
That's a real MC, man.
Yeah. He's ridiculous. That's all I can say. And speaking of ridiculous, of course, it's that time of the show where we talk about the haters of the week.
Oh, yeah.
And the hater of the week is the whole legislature of New Mexico.
Yay.
They have to put through a bill that's talking about criminalizing abortion after rape. Because if you abort the fetus after rape, you're getting rid of the evidence, they say.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they said you should not get rid of the child because it would be tampering with evidence, and they will charge you third-degree felony.
Wow. Hey, I know you didn't ask for this rape or whatever, but go ahead and keep that child.
Yeah. Well, no. Hey, it's like, hey, if you abort this child after you were raped, I am going to put you in jail. Charge you with a felony.
I mean it's difficult. Like, I mean, the whole abortion debate, like, when we get to abortion, man, it's like really, really difficult. But as far as like getting raped, like, I don't know. Like, I can't even.
Right.
That one's like really, really complicated, but I don't know if you should send somebody to jail for it.
Well, to anybody listening in the great state of New Mexico, I guess New Mexico exists still. House Bill 206, introduced by State Rep Catherine Brown. This shout out goes to you, Catherine. You are stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should send a rape victim to jail.
Right. For tampering with evidence. Now, as a conspiracy theorist, I can put something out there that I remember seeing. There's been conferences where there's been studies where they talk about how white people are not having enough children. So it's like for every one white person that dies, only 0.67 are being born.
Really?
Yeah. So, I'm not going to put it out there, but I'm going to put it out there. Because I said I'm not going to do it, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to contradict myself.
Right.
Yeah. This abortion thing is just all about keeping white people around in a sick, twisted sort of way. You're going to make people...
Do you mean like American white people? Or... Because, I mean, you got to look at like Russia and Europe.
This is an American... This is an American phenomenon.
Yeah.
Everybody else, all the white people in the other countries... They have sex with each other and they make babies. They don't. It's not an issue. It's
so, you're saying,
in the United States.
So you're saying like, what if a white person gets raped though? Like, I think the law would still uphold to them too.
Right, but see that's where the focus is. Unfortunately, I mean the whole. And it's sad because we talking about rape here.
Yeah.
It's like rape is not even the issue here, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's
right. You're going to force somebody to have a child and have to remember one of the worst things that could ever happen to them in their life.
I mean, you could give the child up for adoption, but even then, like, you shouldn't throw a rape victim in jail, and then, like, you can't force anybody to do anything.
Well, I mean...
With their own body, like, you can't...
Right. I mean, we talking about you were raped and you are pregnant.
I mean, that's really, really touchy. Like, that's what we're...
And you're talking about carrying this baby and doing right by the person who violated you's child. I mean, it's your child, too, but it's still... That whole conversation is sickening.
Yeah.
So the fact that they would charge somebody a third degree felony and put it like, oh, this is religious. Okay, whatever.
Well, here's the thing about it, man. Like with New Mexico and Arizona and all those states like that, whenever they pass certain laws, because like I see what you're saying, whenever they pass certain laws, like a lot of those laws are directed towards Mexicans. And it's like the law in Arizona, if you look like an illegal, we can take you to jail. Like, if you look like an illegal. So I kind of could see what you're saying as far as, but even then, like, rape, though, it'd be different if you're like, you can't have this many children or something like that. But this is like rape. So, like, it's two different horrible things. Like,
well,
and you're just adding on a third thing.
Right.
There's
rape
with the pregnancy and jail.
Right. Well, see, the issue is the people who put these dumbass laws out there, they aren't the ones who have been victimized, or no one in their family has been victimized. Because I guarantee you, if that was Catherine Brown's daughter, would not have put out a bill about, my daughter has to keep the rapist child.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, I would put every dollar, everything that I own, that Catherine Brown would not allow that to happen with her daughter. Like, oh, my daughter has to keep the child of the rapist?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the monkey see, monkey do. But do as I say, not as I would do. Perfect example, the Catholic hospital who argue fetuses are not people in a malpractice suit. Because in Colorado, a woman, Lori Stodgill, 31 years old and 7 months pregnant with twin boys, she was sick, arrived at the hospital, Thomas More Hospital in Kansas City, and she was vomiting, short of breath, and she ended up passing out and eventually dying, her and the twins. Afterwards, Stodgill's husband Jeremy, who's a prison guard, he filed a wrongful death suit on behalf of himself and the couple's then 2-year-old daughter. And, you know, the hospital, who, you know, reported national assets of $15 billion, and the organization's mission, according to the literature, is to nurture the healing ministry of the church. Well, what they did is they say life encompasses the unborn, and fetuses are not people.
Well, then when does a baby become a baby? Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, it's stuff is like really, really. I mean, that one in itself isn't really difficult. Like, there's no really like weight attached to that or anything like that. But if something has a heartbeat and it's living, then it's living.
Well, the point is, they are saying this because they don't want to pay money. Period. That's the whole issue. It's about the money. Because if it was somebody else talking about, oh, I want to have the abortion, they'll start talking about, oh, the fetus is a person. But for their purposes, and this is what I was talking about earlier, is the
double standard.
The exact same double standard. Because this is a Catholic hospital.
And that's sad, and it's kind of like pathetic, but you know, take responsibility for your actions, man. Don't try to. I mean, that double standard is really, really ridiculous.
Well,
murder's murder, man.
Well, speaking of murder, Tayro asshole.
Huh?
Asshole. It's spelled ASO, but it sounds like asshole. And because of what he said, you can technically call him an asshole and it wouldn't be that bad. He's the Japanese finance minister who says the country should let old people hurry up and die because they are taking up too much of the country's finances.
Right.
Yeah, he's the Minister of Finance, by the way. And he's 72 years old.
You know what? From our culture standpoint, and I'm not standing up for it, but, like, from our culture standpoint, like, Japanese culture and, like, Asian culture is very, very different from our. Because, honestly, check this out. Like, the United States wants the same thing. Like, with Social Security and all that stuff, like, that's money. And they don't want, you know, older people collecting Social Security. But, I mean, I guess this Japanese dude just had the balls to say what I guess a lot of governments are wanting to do.
Yeah. I mean, he says the problem won't be solved. I mean, because what he's saying is basically, I would wake up feeling increasingly bad knowing that treatment was being paid for by the government.
Right.
The problem won't be solved unless you let them hurry up and die. Meaning, don't treat them.
That's some crazy stuff.
Yeah. Tayro asshole.
Yeah.
Big shout out to the asshole over there in Japan.
Yeah, that's good job, man.
72.
Somebody's role model.
Yeah, see, and once again, hypocrisy in the house.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't be saying that if he wasn't a government job. Getting them government benefits that was bestowed upon him by the people and working for the people.
Yeah.
Taxpayers are paying his money, his salary.
Yeah. I mean, I'm noticing, man, the trend is like these people in these high positions that honestly disguise basically their hatred or disgust at people who are, I don't want to say weaker than them, but are lower than them economically. And they just try to disguise it in all these laws, you know?
This is not even trying to disguise it.
That's true.
It's the self-righteous, hypocritical dude who is basically living off taxpayers'
expense.
You have your benefits because all the people that you want to die have paid for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're one of those people.
Right.
You're just a little bit better off.
Yeah. Well, actually, they say that in 2011, the average Japanese woman averaged a lifespan of 85.9 years.
Wow.
Yeah, they live good over there. Not dying. They're like, man, I ain't ready to go yet. There's too much good stuff going on here.
I live in Japan.
Right. Well, I mean, so long as they ain't in the place where Godzilla hits every time. You
know what, man? I would just move, you know, to Taiwan or something like that. The first time, I don't understand these people that keep staying there. Like, the first time Godzilla comes, I'll move it out of the door. Okay, I can understand the first time.
Real estate is cheap.
Huh?
Real estate is cheap.
I know, right? But the first time Godzilla attacks, like, okay, that was a freak of nature. That was a freak accident. That's only going to happen one time. The second time Godzilla comes in, and then not to mention, it's not just Godzilla. You got Mothra. You got King Ghidorah. You got, like, all these different monsters just hitting up Tokyo. I'm moving.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people are staying.
Yeah. All the people over in Japan, please ignore us. We are nerds.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is not the big. I shouldn't have named off.
Yeah, and for the record, I'm putting it out there. My first stop motion 5-minute film is Godzilla interviews Black Firestorm. Who got it worse?
Yeah.
coming to a theater near you in 2013.
Well, I assume you've heard about the Godzilla reboot and everything like that.
I'm not even gonna discuss it right now.
Okay.
I can't even go there.
I know it's holy for you.
It's too traumatizing.
My friend said the Comic-Con footage was good. So, I mean, let's just see what the story does.
Yeah, okay. These are the same people who was down with the giant salamander.
No. It's a totally different dude. I really feel like he'll do it justice. But, I mean, that's...
We gonna get back on point. We gonna
that was just a nerd distraction.
That was the nerdgasm there for a second. Last but not least, speaking of brain aneurysm, Kay Beckman of Las Vegas is suing Match.com for $10 million.
Here we go.
Yeah, she says she met a man through Match.com and tried to kill her. Yeah, she had been on there for 2 months. This dude, Wade Ridley, it took them a week. She saw he was crazy. He broke in and he tried to kill her, beat her to death, whatnot. And so she's suing Match.com, and what they're saying is, it doesn't do enough to keep violent offenders off the site.
Uh-huh.
And they should put a disclaimer on there saying that, hey, people can be violent.
I think life puts up a disclaimer that says, hey, people can be violent, like people suck. I think you learn that after a while, but that's just me.
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting up here like, really? So you met somebody off the internet. They were crazy as hell, and it's Match.com's fault because you chose the crazy dude.
Well, not only that, but it's like Match probably has a database of a lot of people. Like, you think they personally know or look into every... And then not only that, but people can lie. It's the internet.
Yeah, right.
It's not like, hey, by the way, you know, I have violent tendencies. Let me just go ahead and tell them about how I break into people's homes.
I've stabbed my last 7 girlfriends.
Yeah.
See, but this is what I'm talking about.
Do you put that under hobbies or interest?
Well, that it probably be an interest. It's a hobby. My hobby, I punch people in the face.
Yeah, I like breaking and entering. I feel like it leads me to a tranquil place.
Right. So, I mean, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
I mean, you're suing because you picked a crazy person.
Right.
Match.com didn't pick them for you.
Right.
You said, hey, Mr. Ridley, I would like to go out with you. Then he's crazy, and it's somebody else. See, it's hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Don't blame anybody. And you was on there because you probably have had like 8 or 9 crazy boyfriends.
Well, my main thing is, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're on there, I mean, you couldn't find anybody in real life. Maybe you're doing the same false advertising as the dude was.
Well, no. The point is, hey, if she went to the bar and picked the quote-unquote safest guy.
Yeah, do you sue the bar?
Right.
Did that beat you?
Yeah, it's Dave and Buster's fault. Anyway.
I met a guy at a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. And it was... And Chuck E. Cheese, they straight sold me out.
Yeah.
You know, it just...
You said, hey, wherever you meet the person that beats you, you should sue that place.
Don't give people ideas, because they'll do it. And on that note, we gonna go on break here. This is HISD. This is my homies, HISD, the Houston Independent Fifth District. This is...
Uh-oh.
And Barry's.
I'm hiding in the time of the wars, but with guns, I didn't need my tongue, so they can't be on.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and I am joined by my guest co-host, my main man, my number one son, Clay Creation.
What's up, y'all? This was fun.
That was HISD, the Houston Independent Spit District, Juices and Berries.
That's not, hey, I like that song, man. That song was pretty tight.
Yeah, it was kind of all right. that's probably why I played it.
Captain
anyway.
Captain Sarcasm to the rescue.
Yes. Anyway, right now it's that time of the week where we talk about my favorite person, the dumbass of the week. Excuse me. Anyway, dumbass of the week is Giovanna. I'm breaking the rules because I'm saying her damn name. I ain't even gonna say her name because she's a sucker beyond all suckers.
Well, what'd she do?
She pulled her bloody tampon out and sucked on it on her video. So she can be famous. I tried to watch the video, and it's like when she got to the point where she's about to suck on it, I had to hit.
Yeah.
It's like, really? And it goes to the point where, like we was talking about the little serial killers earlier, the people who do any damn thing to be famous.
God.
Look at me. So, I mean, in the video, she pulls it out of her panties.
God.
Yeah, she pulls her tights down, pulls it out of her panties, and then she's like, oh, yeah. And, you know, she's waving it around. I mean, I almost threw up then.
God.
And then she's like, yeah, I'm about to do this, and I want y'all to look around and see that this is for real. This is for real. I'm about to do this for real. I'm like, you know.
God.
Yeah, it induces.
I'm sorry, whoever you are, Giovanna or whatever.
Listen, yeah, don't say her name.
Oh, yeah, listen. My name is Clay Creation, and I just want to talk to you for a second. There are so many other ways to get famous besides sucking on bloody tampons. I mean, reality TV shows, something, but hey, well, you got to wish. You're famous now, but you're just famous for the wrong reasons.
Well, she's trying to get on the reality show.
Oh, God. But you're going to be known forever as Tampon Girl. Like, the fame is going to be for nothing because your fame is just, hey, ain't that the shit? Ain't that Tampon Girl? That's what your name is going to be forever, Tampon Girl.
Right.
So it's all for naught.
It's not for naught. You're not looking at what these reality shows, what they perpetrate. They're not perpetrating the positive. These people ain't fake. I mean, Jersey Shore, housewives of everything.
But they're not Tampon Girl.
Okay, no, they're not Tampon Girl. They're Stupid Girl. It's all universal. They do the dumbest things on earth.
Yeah.
So that you would watch.
Well, I'm not watching Tampon Girl. I mean, I wouldn't even watch, I mean, stupid stuff like that. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Well.
Guilty pleasure. There are some ratchet shows I catch from time to time. And,
I can't do it.
It's like a car accident. Like, you know it's bad, and you know what's going to happen, but, you know, you're bored, so.
Yeah, I'd rather have an orgy with horses.
All right.
That's how I feel about it.
The Watchtower? Wait.
I'd rather have an orgy with horses than watch any of these realities. I can't do it. I watch it. It's like a minute and a half in, like, really?
I mean, I'd rather tampon girl have an orgy with horses than do the tampon girl.
Right. I'm saying that I wouldn't watch it. I'd rather have myself. I mean, I'm like Pretty Tony in the Mac. Stick yourself. I'm sticking myself.
Yeah.
Because y'all are so terrible. Because I can't get with stupid.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the point. We inundated with so much stupidity and any idiocy that you can't get away. It's like I turn, another one? Another one? I mean, how many? I mean, the worst one I talked about is this some rapper, Shouty Low. He's with it, all his baby mamas, and that's the show. I mean,
his baby mama.
Yeah, I mean, they're the 19 kids and counting. I mean, why? I don't care that you got 25 kids.
Yeah.
Why am I watching this on TV?
Yeah.
I mean, I could be digging out the crust from in between my toes.
I could watch paint dry.
Anyway. Yeah.
That's
and speaking on what people are doing to be famous, there in Florida, there was another. Yeah, I can't stay away from Florida. But
it's not your fault.
I know, but I'm drawn to it. That's I guess that's my reality show, just Florida, the reality show.
Just go to Florida one day.
Yeah, there's this dude who was giving people butt injections with silicone and sealing it with crazy glue. And of course they were getting infected and almost dying.
Right.
And it's what people do, because it was a man and a woman, what people do to have big butts so they can be noticed.
Yeah. Hey, personalities are overrated.
Yeah, obviously. Like, look at me. I have a big silicone booty that's sealed with super glue.
Right, but can you hold a conversation?
No, look at my booty.
Oh, okay. I'll just look at that this whole time we're having dinner.
And then those will be the very same people who will be like, people don't take me seriously. They just look at my butt.
Yeah, right. I can't find a good man.
Right. Because all the guys, all they want to talk about is my butt.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah. Because you put it out there.
Be careful what you ask for.
Right. Or
be careful what you inject into your butt. And then.
Well, I mean, you have to wonder about the sanity of these people. When you going to let just the dude on the corner, like, hey.
Hey, you want a booty?
Check this out, shorty. Check it out. I can hook you up. I can straight up put this. I got this homie that works. He can steal some silicone, and I can stick it in there, and your ass will be fat like pow.
You'll never have to ever have to talk to another person again. You'll never, ever have to use your brain ever.
Right. It's just straight up. You'll be like, whop.
You'll never need to fill out a job application. Just turn around. You got the job.
Yeah, and I mean, when homie breaks out the super glue, you're supposed to say, hey, why do you have super glue? I mean, I don't know if it's me, but if you're going to be stupid enough to let homie on the corner who ain't got nothing better to do than to scratch his balls.
Where was he doing this? In his house? Or?
It doesn't matter.
Hey, for a small fee, just come to my bathroom and I'll inject your booty.
Nah, you ain't eat. Look, right here on the couch.
Yeah. He'll do it right there on the street.
Right. And he's like, hold on. I got to get the super glue. What's that for? Because it's bleeding. And this way, I'm going to plug up the hole.
Right, with the super glue.
Stay in school.
Yeah, please.
Stay. And if you in school, read please read something and try to get some comprehension about yourself.
And if you are in school, stay away from the booty injector guy.
Yeah, anyway. And because we in Florida and I can't help but love on Florida. There you know, Florida has a little law. It's called the adverse possession law in Florida.
Oh God.
Where you can squat in a house for 7 years and you can have it.
I'm sorry, I agree with that law. If you have enough determination to squat in a house for 7 years, you deserve that house.
Okay.
Deserve it.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. I'm going to guess that there's some Native Americans who would differ with you. Like, oh, so you can show up on my property, and you can squat in the store. See, because, adverse possession. Think about that for a second. I can show up somewhere, and if I've been here for 7 years, it's mine.
Man, look, check this out.
That's how you steal somebody's land, homie.
I know, but check this out. What I'm going to do is, now that you've told me this, I'm going to start working out my legs only, doing squats. I'm going to be doing calf exercises, everything. And I'm going to Bill Gates' house, and I'm sitting there.
Yeah, but Bill Gates don't live in Florida.
I don't care. Oh, man, that sucks.
Right. If you show up at Bill Gates' house, you're going to have to do like that dude did in that video. Don't tase me, bro. Because that's what's going to take. If you make it,
if I make it
to get tased.
Don't tase me, bro.
Right. Because, yeah, that's the abandoned Florida house. And, I mean, he's lucky that when he walked into that abandoned house,
yeah,
that there wasn't no gators or cobras or pythons waiting on his ass.
Well, because everything evil lives in Florida.
Right.
But I was going to say, the moral of the story is, kids, just don't go to Florida. Just don't. It's not worth anything. It's not worth your time. It's not worth your booty. It's not worth somebody being able to just walk in your house and squat for 7 years, assuming that you left.
No. See, it has to be abandoned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nobody can just walk in your house. I mean, because if you walk in my house, I'm
shooting you in the face.
Right. That's what's got to happen.
Right.
Yeah, I'm standing my ground.
Okay, George Zimmerman.
Yeah, no, not George Zimmerman style. But although, I mean, if I saw George Zimmerman, I was in Florida, I would stand my ground because I'm in danger.
That was such a... I love the interview where he said God wanted him to kill Trayvon. That was very wonderful. It just made him look exactly how evil, like, he really was. Once again, just don't go to Florida, kids.
Yeah, well.
Just don't.
And if you do, and you have a chance, just, if you're not going, you don't believe in guns, you don't want to shoot George Zimmerman, just stab him. Or run him over with your car. And on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. Shout out to Josh in the Bay. Holler back at me, homie. We can talk a taste on it. Special shout out to my son, Clay Creation. Thank you for coming on, blessing the show.
Oh, man. Thanks, man. It's always good to come on
Shout out to Miss 100% Get Better.
And Get Better.
For everyone listening, hey, this is another Smooth Drama session going hard in the paint. We out. Peace.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.